The risk here is it's going to be a private club for big names. Startup going to struggle to penetrate that monopoly by a group of companies. They have an agreement among themselves. You help me, I'll help you. If you buy from me, I buy from you. The monopoly is not a crime. It's actually a crime if you use your monopoly to suppress the competition. The government is going to interfere with that.
Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm your host, Steve Ispas, and this is David.
Yeah, so, hey, Steve, I got to ask, you look pretty nice today. You always look nice, but a little bit extra, you have the tie on. Like, what happened today?
Yeah, well, you know, there's all this buzz about AI taking our jobs. I've been interviewing, you know.
You've been interviewing?
Well, I'm worried, you know, it might take our jobs away, so.
So how'd it go? Did you?
I don't think I'm going to get the job.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of AI questions, you know. But to tell us all about that, we have a guest today. It's Professor Ahmed Banafa. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, he's an expert in tech, and he's the voice, top voice on LinkedIn on AI and in tech in general. So we really appreciate your time. So let's start with this diagram right here. We've been looking at this. It's very interesting. It's kind of small, but basically, there's been these huge investments by companies. We had AMD, NVIDIA started to invest in OpenAI, then AMD, and then Broadcom just a couple of days ago. Walk us a little bit about what's happening here, how this huge amounts of money being transferred back and forth, and it's hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, that's very important to understand the context of these kind of investment. OpenAI is the software, NVIDIA is the hardware, the same thing with AMD, Intel, and Broadcom. So what's happening here is OpenAI would like to guarantee that the supply of the hardware, the chips that are going to be used for processing its software at ChatGPT, is there. So, and they're healthy. And at the same time, over, you know, in the future, they want to make sure that any chips coming out of Intel or AMD or Broadcom is customized and optimized for the programs or for the any future products of OpenAI. It's like putting down the standard. And how can you do that? By investing in your vendors. And your vendors will see that you are really helping them staying, you know, afloat. You know, we know that Intel is struggling, we know AMD is struggling, so here comes the money. The same thing, you look at it from the other side, NVIDIA is very healthy, $4.5 trillion plus company. They're investing, you know, in OpenAI to make sure that OpenAI focus their hardware, focus their algorithm and programming on the chips of NVIDIA. So it's a guarantee of the vendors, guarantees of the ecosystem itself. It's like a private club, you know, that you help me, I will help you. At the same time, I'm not going to buy from anybody else. We're going to be just this circular AI investment.
So, Professor, you wrote an article about these circular AI deals. So if this money is being circulated between these companies, what is the risk there?
It's a cascade. You know, if one failed, the other is going to fail. Is the thing about it, the deal will be failing, not the companies, because the companies has a lot of cash. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, companies like NVIDIA, you know, the companies, you know, like, for example, you're talking about Oracle as part of this kind of investment. The risk here is it's going to be a private club for big names. Startup going to struggle to penetrate that. Why AMD will deal with me and have their, my algorithm is compatible with their chips and their chips compatible if they can get $10 billion from OpenAI. And so on. So it's a risk of monopoly, but monopoly not by one company, monopoly by a group of companies, that they have an agreement among themselves saying, you help me, I'll help you, you have your chips, you know, with this shaven forms, you buy from me, I buy from you, and that's it. And that is the key thing, is this is why things like this one is getting the attention of the regulators, looking at it and say, is this some kind of a monopoly of multiple companies? We have to look at it to make sure we protect the newcomers, the startups, and the small and the medium companies.
That's what I was going to ask, David. Can this be a monopoly, and will it be regulated in some way? Do you see that happening? Do you see them being accused of being a monopoly?
It's being a company as a monopoly is not a crime. I mean, a company like Microsoft and Google to be a monopoly, it's not. It's actually a crime if you use your monopoly to suppress the competition. That is where the government's going to interfere with that. This is why you see, you know, you see those companies, they're very careful about how they shape yes. and form these kind of investment. And, you know, they make sure that they're not leaving the small players, you know, in the dark about it. And or they're buying them out. They just buy them out when they are starting so they can, you know, suppress any competition.
And honestly, at that level of hundreds of billions of dollars, not only do you get the best lawyers or the best planners, but right. you can, like you said, you can buy the companies correct. That would have any kind of potential for being an issue, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah, and so. At the same time, they have lobbyists in D.C.
Yes, yes.
And so they're investing, you know, they have lobbyists, they explain their stand. They say that China will catch up with us, you know. I mean, some of the information which is really explaining why we have this kind of protection for NVIDIA and for any kind of technology going to China. 5 years ago, if you compare the United States to China, the United States is ahead of China by about 7 to 10 years in AI. Today, United States is ahead of China by 12 months, by 1 year. So when you get to that level, when you see that how they shrunk this kind of competition, you know that they're doing something which is there's no regulation. It's basically yes. full force. It's the public sector and the private sector, a lot of investment from the government to make sure that those companies are really catching up with the United States. This is where you see that the regulation will be reluctant, mm-hmm. or the regulator will be reluctant to say we should not slow them down.
Now we have of course NVIDIA, OpenAI. There's Oracle here also. Tell us about the involvement of Oracle. It's a big bubble on that chart over there.
Yes, Oracle is one of the companies that involved with Stargate, which is a project was announced, basically the first project announced by President Trump, you know, in January, talking about a collaboration between OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, a company from United Arab Emirates, and NVIDIA, and it's a group of big companies in the tech. They want to build huge data centers that can be used by AI companies so they can process the data, and they're building that. You talk about unbelievable size of data centers. The winner in this something like this one is Oracle going to run those data centers? Are they going to make money? NVIDIA will supply the chips. Are they going to be a winner in that case? And OpenAI will be able to process more requests, so that will add more to their value in the market.
That's the case, you know.
And as a result of this, I think it was for a few days, Larry Ellison ended up being the richest person in the world, overtaking Elon Musk.
Correct.
Just because of Oracle being involved in this.
And as always, we have a question to our viewers. What do you guys think about these circular deals that seem to be exclusive among these tech companies? Let us know your thoughts in the comments.
Professor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we want to invite you back next time.
Absolutely.